Good morning. You're listening to the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. The France-England rugby match will not take place on Saturday. The Rugby World Cup match has been cancelled following news that a typhoon will pass through Japan on Saturday evening. Japanese meteorologists have said that this will be one of the most powerful typhoons in recent decades in the region. The match will be classified as a scoreless draw and both teams will receive 2 points, although France has already qualified for the quarterfinals. The New Zealand-Italy match has also been cancelled. The UN Security Council will hold an urgent meeting today after Turkey's ground offensive against Kurdish forces in Syria. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the operation has already killed at least 15 people, including 8 civilians. The German police have arrested a suspect after the attack at a synagogue in Halle, Germany. At least 2 people died in the shooting and 2 others were severely wounded. Emmanuel Macron has described it as an anti-Semitic attack. After being heard by the Assemblée Nationale, Christophe Castaner will today face the Senate Law Committee. The Interior Minister will be questioned about the attack on the Préfecture de Police in Paris, especially concerning possible faults in tracking the assailant who had shown signs of radicalisation prior to the attacks. And a demonstration was planned today to defend the attacker of the Préfecture de Police. The demonstration was set to take place in Gonesse, in the Val d'Oise, and has been banned by the Préfecture. Its organiser, Hamada Traoré, who is a self-proclaimed mouthpiece of the suburbs, has been in police custody since last night. His home was searched and the departmental security will continue the investigation. The 3 teenagers suspected of having killed a young man at Les Lilas in Saint-Saint-Denis have been placed in custody. They are accused of organised gang murder that was provoked by a rivalry between neighbourhoods. The victim was stabbed in the middle of a sports court. The Nobel Prize for Literature will be awarded early this afternoon in Stockholm. Not just one, but 2 Nobel Prizes will be awarded, that of this year and one for 2018. The 2018 Nobel Prize for Literature was postponed after a scandal involving several accusations of sexual assault that led to the resignations of members of the committee. You've been listening to the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen.